This is 101.5 FM. Labour Party Senator Wong has tried to resurrect the voice to Parliament in what could be counted in some hours before the 2025 federal election. Well, we've contacted Senator Price from the Northern Territory and the Shadow Minister for Indigenous Affairs to hear her views. And Senator Price, thank you very much for coming on air with us. We do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Shane, and hello to all your listeners.
Well, over 60% of Australia's population voted against the voice of in Parliament because of the lack of clarity on the proposal, and now the spectre of it being raised again by Senator Wong resurfaces. Our listeners would be very keen to hear from you as the Shadow Minister for Aboriginal Affairs and as a First Nations person yourself on your thoughts about this.
Well, what's, you know, entirely unsurprising is the way in which Anthony Albanese and his government have deceitfully misled the Australian people. The fact that Australians said no overwhelmingly to the voice, and all this time they've kept very tight-lipped about in what direction they were going to go, whether they were going to revisit it, whether the elements of the Uluru Statement were still going to be pursued. I know during Senate estimates that they denied that, you know, over and over, that they would be pursuing treaty and truth-telling through the Makarrata Commission. But basically, they've gone and said what we all knew they were still going to do, which was an attempt to resurrect the voice, probably to legislate it, despite Australians overwhelmingly saying no more to separatism. And this is utterly disrespectful toward the Australian people.
Now, May is Domestic and Family Violence Month, and you're a keen advocate of this. And are we making any headway in that direction?
Yeah, we are absolutely focused on domestic and family violence, in putting more into prevention, as well as supporting the rights of victims going forward. So there's a raft of measures that we want to bring forward in the space of domestic and family violence. You know, this is an area that I pretty much, the reason why I'm in Parliament is because I've campaigned for many years about the need to reduce domestic and family violence, particularly in the Indigenous community space, because my life's been personally impacted by it. Many members of my family have been personally impacted by it. So this is something that we have sharp focus, we've brought into sharp focus. And I know that Peter Dutton, in his former work as a police officer, has been on the front line, has been to many occasions, attended many occasions as an officer where he has had to apprehend perpetrators of domestic violence and support victims, women and children. And so I know he's very passionate about this particular space.
Senator Price, the Shadow Minister for Indigenous Affairs, absolute pleasure to talk with you, and thank you very much for your time today on 101.5 FM. And you can head across to the 101.5fm.com.au website and listen again to this particular interview with Senator Price and tell us what you think. You can leave the comments on the website.